The sun had not yet risen that mid-September morning in 2016 when the desperate call came into the Worcester-Ashland Regional Dispatch Center. 911, what is the address of your emergency? Dispatcher Sarah Miller responded. A long silence ensued, followed by a whispered utterance. By the 4th Street laundromat? What is it? Again, silence. What's the problem? I've been abducted, the caller claimed. Who abducted you? After several whispered attempts, Miller was finally able to decipher a name. Sean Great? She repeated. Yes, came the breathy confirmation. Where's he at now? In a voice so low that Miller could barely hear her, the woman explained how her abductor was next to her in bed. He had fallen asleep, and she had somehow managed to get hold of his cell phone, which he kept on the table next to the bed. What's the number you are calling from? The dispatcher asked.
I don't know.
What's the address?
I don't know.
The only information the woman could provide was that she was being held in one of the two yellow houses across from the 4th Street laundromat, a low-slung barn-red building marked by an old Pepsi billboard-style sign that sat on the corner of 4th Street and Covert Court. It was a busy place with locals doing their weekly wash and neighborhood kids playing in nearby parking lots. The place had a negative association for me. Several years earlier, an 8-year-old boy failed to come home from school, and we were out looking for him. I found the child near that laundromat. When he got in the back seat of my patrol car, I could see his eyes in the rearview mirror. He appeared to show evidence of trauma. It's hard to put into words, but I could see it. I stopped the vehicle, got out, opened the back door, and knelt beside him. I asked where he'd been, and he didn't want to tell me. After several minutes of building a rapport, he explained that he had been in the laundromat, and that an adult man had sexually assaulted him in the restroom. We eventually tracked down the suspect, who confessed during an interrogation. He was arrested and charged. I don't want to. But every time I pass those houses, which are directly in front of the laundromat, I remember that little boy. Now, I don't just think about that precious child. The man my colleagues were about to encounter and arrest inside one of those houses changed all that for me. Does he own the house? Dispatcher Miller asked our distraught caller.
No, he broke in.
Does he have a weapon?
He's got a taser. Please, hurry.